Well said, thank you, thank you. Thank you. This is our last show in Harlem tonight. This is the six shows, and we're gonna rock it out here before we leave and go off to some other place. So we'll be having a little bit of fun and such like that. Thank you. your face. Say it to my 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 face. Next time, me. Dan, usually when I do that, it's mostly men going, ooh. Tonight, there's like a lot more girls saying it. What's your phone number? You talk the talk, but you walk the walk. Now we're going to get into some summertime music here, because I just don't want to give up on the summer yet. I know it's, damn, man. Summertime surf song here. Just gotta do it, you know what I'm saying? Man, this thing whining all over. Oh well, I bought me a ticket, gonna have some fun. You see, I got to do that California run. Oh well, I love driving up Pacific Highway 1. I got my arm out the window, my face in the sun. Well, maybe I head up to Santa Cruz. I got holes of time. We'll be right back. gonna be cozy, me and you. What's your name? Naomi. Damn, Naomi. It's a beautiful name. All I'm gonna do is sing a love song, you know, big deal, huh? Just me and you, Naomi. These people not here, no one's here. Just me. And it's still summertime. We're gonna pretend something now, okay? First, we're gonna pretend no one here. And just me and you, Naomi. Then we're gonna pretend we're sitting on a porch in Tennessee. It's summertime and little fireflies flicking around. And it's all that special kind of warm, like a summer night down there. And you sweat a little bit and stuff like that. I tell you, I'm sweating. Anyway. And then you gotta pretend something. I'm 50 years younger. You say jump, I say how high. Exactly, you want me to jump to. You say walk, I will walk to the end of the line, back to you. Yeah. My name is Steve and I'm your walking man. Yes, I do. You say, boy, do you really love me? But I ain't got much words to say. Let me ride my horse down in the sand by the river. My name is Steve and I'm a riding man. Yes, I am. My name is Steve and I'm your walking man. Yes, I am. If you want me to stay, I'll stash my sleeping roll under your bed. That's a glowing thing in my life I ever say. My name's Steve and I'm your same man. Yes, I am. My name is Steve and I'm your riding man. Yes, I am. My name is Steve and I'm your walking man. Yes, I am. I say this all the time, but what I'd really like to do is invite each one of you up one at a time. I'm not the boy part, I mean the girls, one at a time. And then we'd be here a very long time, and I'd get so confused. I'll tell you something else, y'all. I've been saying it when we've been here, but this is the truth, man. I swear to God, in Holland, you got the most beautiful girls anywhere in the world that I've seen. I ain't kidding. Me and him, we go down, we sit like, what do you call it, like a cafe, and we just like have some beer, just like this. It's like a tennis game. Oh, the girl ride a bicycle this way and that way, meet him, like, pretty soon, like, I'm like, whoa. You get like all dizzy and stuff just from this part. I'm not talking about from the beauty, just the beauty. I'm talking about just getting dizzy. One, bang, bang. I ain't never seen nothing like it in my whole life, I swear to God. So this is for the rest of y'all. If you want me to stay, I'll stash my sleeping roll under your bed.
I'm gonna live.
second here. It's our union break.
Thank you.
I'm sorry. I honestly don't think I'm that amazing. It's just really fun to throw in a towel. Kind of like when they, in America, you throw the wedding thing, okay? I don't know what this actually means. I don't mean shit, I guess. This song is I just love it when people pay all this money to come to a gig and stand over in a bar and talk. Now me, when I want a drink, I go to a bar, don't have to pay nothing, go in and drink and talk and get drunk and don't cost me nothing except for the booze. I used to think I was dumb. Anyway, this is about me. I ain't never been afraid of the dark. Some people are afraid of the dark, but me, I ain't never been no afraid of the dark. I believe the dark is my friend. So when I was little, I used to go out in the dark and just kind of sit down. Because, you know, there's a boogeyman walking around, you know. He's going to come and get you if you're walking in the light. But you sit in the dark. You the dark man. And the boogeyman better watch out. I like the dark. It is my friend. Be there at the beginning, be there at the end. I like my own company. That way it is travel light I'm real good. I learned it so early. Yeah, understood. Yes, I understood. Yes, I understood. There'll be no trace when I leave. The lines on my face are not easily. What the fuck are you talking about down there? Hey! Hey! What the fuck are you talking about? Shut the fuck up. The road I take pay for one. I don't regret all the things I've done. Thank you. rock. Y'all want to be in a band? This would be the most amazing choir. You take like 1,000 people with you when you go play. You go, hey, hey. Yeah, you're gonna rock. Better than sitting around talking about what your job is and shit like that. Me to tell you about this song, but you don't want to hear me talk no more. You want to hear me play, right? So. Was it talking or the playing? Oh, for talking, raise your hand. See, now everybody want me to play. Barracuda, down in WA, a band in their field, gonna go insane, put it in the bird, driving around and down, water gas line, 8-track town. Easy on the Jericho, lay it down the beat. Put a bump out. Firecracker up here. Yes, it is. 3-string guitar. Feel like getting in a fight tonight, man? I know some people we can mix up.
Oh,
Thanks for that. We'll do a little sing-along song if you want. I know you can sing because you already did it once. This song real easy. Just go like this. It's a long, long way, 'cause I've been there before. It's a long, long way, and I've been there before. You got it? Yeah? It's a long, long way, 'cause I've been there before. It's a long, long way, and I've been there before. All righty, now I need me a Baptist choir here. Here we go now. It's a long, long way, 'cause I've been there before. It's a long, long way, and I've been there before. That's pretty good. You probably won't take no advice from me. I never took none myself, you see. It's just when you get older, you'd like to pass them on. But nobody's listening. Here we go now. And it's a long, long way, 'cause I've been there before. It is a long, long way, and I've been there before. Why do we make the same mistakes year after year, tear after tear? It's just when we've learned a lesson or two. It's the time when I'm alive, almost through. All righty then, here we go. It's a long, long way, 'cause I've been there before. It's a long, long way, and I've been there before. Now last night I was in Utrecht, and I'm going to say something, they're putting you to shame. You got to sing up now. I want you to do better than them. Now, I know there was a lot more people there at that show than there is tonight, but I sure believe you can do it. Come on now. So one more, there's another verse going to come, we're going to try it again. Ain't trying to be no saint, shoot, I ain't even off and right. But I'm still here, fighting that good old fight. So the only thing I'll say, don't give up on your dreams, or they will give up on you. All right, and now go. It's a long, long way, 'cause I've been there before. It's a long, long way, you ready for my guitar solo? Check this shit out. Taking time to listen to an old man. Your time is a valuable thing. And I ain't trying to preach, I'm only passing by. And I hope you like the song that I sing. Here we go now. And it's a long, long way, Mr. Dan on the drum. You guys, that was special. Now, he was ready, man. Old black night. Oh, I remember it well. See, we was riding in a box. Lord, it'd be cold as hell. That's the Rocky Mountains, you know. Before it snowed, the body could freeze to death and no one ever know. You see, we was heading west just to go south. About this plan, I had my doubt. But Slim, he said he first wanted to stop out in Spokaloo. Spokaloo, that's Spokane, Washington. He said he knew a pretty little thing. I think her name was Lou, though I had me a bad feeling.
Yeah, we rolled into town. We was walking down the street. I knew something wrong. I could feel the heat. Up come the police. Says, "Welcome to our town. Hop in the backseat, boys. We're going to show you around." Never go west when you know you should be heading south. And never ever whisper when you know it's time to shout.
In the cold black night, 14 days in Spokane City Jail. When I got out, I was ready to sail. Captain said to learn the lesson, boy said, have no doubt, never ever go west. Oh.
Thank you, y'all. So, that band that played before us was called the Black Box Revelation, and they fucking rock. So I've been wearing a t-shirt every day. This t-shirt's much nicer than our t-shirt. But if you want to buy ours, that's okay too. But this one's nice, man. Mine don't smell so good no more, though. Now listen here. I'd like to play you this song, but shit, you gotta be quiet. Because I'm gonna try to remember something if you can do this. Back in 1967, I was hitchhiking up in Wyoming, and anyway, I was hitchhiking. It was in the summertime, and if any of you ever been in Wyoming, man, I'll tell you what, there ain't much out there. Some parts of there are not even a tree. So I'm standing out there hitchhiking. Oh, you already know this story, huh? Damn, man, shut the fuck up, bitch. What you got? Hey, hold on a second. What you got that's so interesting to say? You think these people want to listen to you fucking talk? They didn't pay for you to come in here and talk. Yeah, my brother. Thank you. I just want to tell a little story. You can talk most of the show, but if I catch you talking, I'm going to jump down there, I'm going to pull you by the ear and drag you out. And if you don't think I can do that, you got the wrong motherfucker here. Here we go, I'm gonna try it again. 99% of these people here, they're my soul brothers and sisters. A couple people wanna talk, there's the door right there. I'll even give you your fucking money back, but I wanna tell this story. So I was hitchhiking out there. And I know how to ignore something. Anyway, it was really warm, you know, and like when the highway gets hot, it kind of has like a mirage down at the bottom, you know, where it goes like this. So you're looking wet, and these roads, man, they're so straight. They go for like 100 miles, don't even bend. And down at the bottom, I saw this like mirage. And me in my brain, I'm dreaming like, man, I just wish some girl would come, beautiful girl in a brand new car, and come and pick me up hitchhiking and take me somewhere. And like, you know, I might as well have been dreaming and a flying saucer come and pick me up about the same effect. But you know, you can dream, and I was all dirty and things like that, and I look just about like I look now, not so great, you know. Anyway, I see a car come out of the mirage, coming right towards me, this car coming. And I go, damn, man, I believe it's a Mustang. And then I get closer and I see this, I'm pretty sure it's a white Mustang coming. And it come closer and closer and closer. I go, damn, this is a brand new Mustang, 1967 Mustang. And it come up and pull right up next to me. And I look down in there, I go like this. And I go, oh, damn, man, the most beautiful girl is driving this car. And so, because I'm pretty sure it's not for me, I look around to see who she's stopping. So this is out in the middle of the prairie, and there ain't even like a tree. And I look around, and she goes, "No, you." And she opened the door up, and I get down in there, and I look, I go, "Oh." And I'm like, she goes, "Where are you going?" I can't even talk. I'm so tongue-tied. I'm just sitting there like. And then she get bored after a while. I didn't say a word, man. And then she
turn on the radio, and this song come on the radio, and the song was talking for me. This boy who was singing the song, he was like telling like, well, the story of my life at that time. At the same time, he was singing to the girl, and I didn't have to say nothing, and I never forgot this song, and that's why I wanted to play it for you, if it's all right. Knowing that your door is always open and your path is free to all. That makes me tend to leave my sleeping bag rolled up and stashed behind the couch. It's knowing I'm not shackled by forgotten words or bonds, some ink stains that have dried up on some. That keeps you on the back roads by the rivers of my memory, keeps you ever gentle on my mind. It's not clinging to the rocks that I've been planted on, the corners now reminds me. Or something that somebody said, cause I thought we fit together walking. Knowing that your world will not be cursed or forgiven when I walk along some railroad track and find that you're waving from the back roads by the rivers of my memory, every smile and every gentle on my arm. Though the wheat fields and the clotheslines and the junkyards and the highways come between. Some other woman crying to her mother, cause she turned and I was gone. I still run in silence, tears of joy, my stained face, the summer sun, my burning flower. I've been out to where I cannot see you walking on the back roads by the river flowing. I dip my cup of soup back on the gurgling, crackling corny some train. My beard rough in the coal pile and a dirty hat blow across my face. Through cupped hands and a round tin can, I pretend to hold you to my breast and find that you're waving from the back roads by the rivers of my memory. For hours you're just in my mind. I dip my cup of soup back from the bourbon cracked corner some train. My beard a rough and coal pile and a dirty head pulled across my face. Through cupped hands and a round tin can, I pretend to hold you to my breast and fight. You're waving from the back roads by the rivers of my memory, every smile and every gentle home. You're waving from the back roads by the rivers of my memory, every smile and every gentle. Well, I so appreciate you letting me do that. Thank you very much. Thank you. Hubcaps of a car and a garden hoe. This here's a beer can. This here is a spatula for turning hamburgers over. And this here is my Christmas decoration.
Baby, did you change my smile? so much. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Like, every night we've been playing, you know, like I said, I've been saying it. We've been wanting to come to Holland for a long time. I mean, I'm talking some years ago. And I just never seemed to be able to get to come over here and play. And like, and then all of a sudden, I mean, we don't got no song on the radio or nothing. And then all of a sudden, everybody started coming to see us play. And it's like a miracle. Thank you for this amazing job.
She went and got herself what's called a stepdaddy. Now things was all right for a while, you know, the stepdaddy trying to be nice to the new mama. And she go like, he go like, oh, what handsome boys you have there. That's me and my brother, you know. They so well behaved. And then they got married, you know, and got together. And then things didn't go so good no more. Now the stepdaddy went off to this little war called Korea, where he was a cook. Make the eggs and things like that. So when he come back from Korea, he thought he was bad to the bone. He's so bad he could beat up on me and my little brother. So one day he come in my bedroom. And he pushed me out through the window. And the window was closed. So I just kind of laying out there in the backyard in the grass and the broken glass. Just kind of relaxing like this. Just kind of thinking to myself, watching the clouds float by, just kind of thinking, just, you know, casual thoughts. Like one of them was, I'm going to kill this motherfucker. Now when he come home from Korea, he brought home this very pretty chrome-plated pearl handle 45 automatic.
He used to keep it down in his underwear drawer. 1, 2, 3, 4 drawers down. And like all good American teenage boys, we all know where the loaded guns are. So the next day, while he was at work, I go in the bedroom, 1, 2, 3, 4 drawers down, pull out the chrome-plated pearl handle 45 automatic and sit on the edge of the bed and went like this. And then I waited for him to come home from work so I could put one in his punk ass ear. And then I had me a revelation. Put your right hands up, y'all. Put your hands up. Hallelujah. Now put your hands down. Because I thought it was Jesus at first, but it weren't. I'm going to tell you why it wasn't Jesus, because first thing he said, Steve, you dumb shit. That was my first clue. It might not be Jesus. This is my vision. Goes like this. Steve, you dumb shit. You shoot that motherfucker. That was my second clue. You're going to go to jail for the rest of your natural ass life. So why don't you just pack your little bag and leave? Oh, what a good idea. So I left home before I was 14 years old. Figured I'd do it better on my own. But then followed a number of years of kind of bumming around, living hand to mouth, hand to mouth, hand to mouth, hand to mouth, hand to mouth. I never really had me no school education. So it wasn't a hell of a lot I was going to be able to do. But I always pick on the guitar. Put the hat out for the spare change. And I want you to know something, man. I am getting serious spare change now. And I don't know why things went wrong, but ain't bad now. So I just keep playing my dog now. Lazy tonight.
So he's old, he says. So we just need to just like, you know, we're just warming up right now.
Thank you.